From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama calls the global warming agreement announced today in Paris and agreed to by 196 nations the best chance we've had to save the one planet that we've got. VOA's Larissa Miras is in Paris for the conference now concluded.
What many are calling a very large historic agreement has finally been reached after several nights of no sleep and several years of haggling. There is now a comprehensive agreement among delegates of 196 nations to take comprehensive action against climate change. This was after 2 weeks of meetings here in Paris. At times, it seemed like there was going to be no agreement. Toward the end, a great deal of optimism because there was a great deal of political will, a great deal of momentum that was caused or that was prompted by the presence of so many world leaders. It was the largest gathering of world leaders in one place ever. And that's what kicked off this process that ended successfully.
And again, that was VOA's Luis Ramirez reporting from Paris. Burundi's army says at least 87 people, including 8 soldiers and policemen, were killed Friday in the capital of Bujumbura in what it describes as coordinated attacks on 3 military installations by unknown gunmen. A military spokesman said 45 others were captured in firefights that extended into Saturday morning. Residents of the capital told Western reporters that emerging from hiding early Saturday, they found dozens of corpses in the streets. Witnesses say some victims were dragged from their homes by security forces and executed. Burundi has been plagued with unrest since April when the president announced he would seek a third term. This is VOA News. Spain's government says an attack in a diplomatic area of the Afghan capital that killed at least 6 people, including 2 Spanish policemen, is regarded as an attack on Spain. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the car bombing and gunfire that began Friday and continued into today before security forces killed all of the attackers. At least 4 Afghan policemen died in the attack, which took place near the Spanish embassy in Kabul. A nearby hospital run by an Italian charity reports it treated several other victims for injuries. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the target was a guest house, which they claim was used for military activities and intelligence sharing. Women are voting and running for office for the first time ever in Saudi Arabia. 130,000 registered to vote in a country with more than 1 million women of eligible age. The late King Abdullah ruled 4 years ago that Saudi Arabia's electoral process would be broadened to include women, and the current round of voting is the first implementation of that decision. Edward Urani reports for VOA from Cairo.
This voter said she does not believe that it's a woman's place to run for office. She feels that men are better suited for a career in politics. Not all Saudi women agreed with that assessment, however. One woman who wanted to run for a council seat but was denied permission to do so, told Al Hora television that some women's names were mysteriously removed from official lists of candidates. Human Rights Watch reported it was difficult for women to register to vote. Noting that women are not allowed to drive cars in Saudi Arabia, the rights group also said many polling stations were too far from women's houses. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Police in Southern California have arrested a 23-year-old man suspected of setting fire to a mosque in the same region where 14 people were killed by suspected Islamic extremists earlier this month. The suspect, identified as Carl Dial, was taken into custody late Friday and charged with 5 felonies, including arson, commission of hate crime, and maliciously setting a fire. The blaze in the community of Coachella tore through the building's lobby just before a Friday prayer service. There were no injuries reported, and authorities probing the attack had not disclosed the cause of fire by late Saturday. Swiss officials have confirmed the arrest of 2 people of Syrian origin as part of a probe into a terror threat. In a statement, Switzerland's attorney general said the 2 people were arrested in Geneva Friday on suspicion of making, hiding, and transporting explosive and toxic gases. The statement said criminal proceedings have been opened against the pair under a law prohibiting terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.